Hello, quiz enthusiasts. Welcome to the seventh episode of the 20 Questions Quiz Podcast in 2024. As we navigate the sea of knowledge, each question becomes a beacon lighting our way through the vast expanse of trivia. Whether you're joining us for the first time or you've been a loyal listener, we're thrilled to have you on board once again. Here is the drill. You will face 20 questions, each more challenging than the last. The rules remain steadfast. Listen carefully, think swiftly, and answer accurately within the ticking of the clock of 10 seconds. Get it right, you stay in the game. One wrong, and I take the win. A big shout out to our incredible audience wherever you may be around the world. Your support and engagement fuel this intellectual journey. You got a question brewing in your mind? Then share with us on X or Twitter, whichever you prefer, at 20 Questions Quiz, or drop us an email, 20questionsquiz@gmail.com. Love to have you on board wherever you may be in the world. So, without much further ado, let the quest for knowledge commence. Strap in, focus up, and let's see if you can conquer 20 questions. We go once again. Settle back, settle in, let me begin with question number one. So we start very, very easy if you're here for the first time. Very easy, but I promise you they do get harder. Question one, complete this phrase. Two wrongs don't make a what? Complete this phrase. Two wrongs don't make a what?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The phrase is, two wrongs don't make a right. Number two. In Roman numerals, what letter represents the number five? In Roman numerals, what letter represents the number five?
Five, four, three, two, one.
In Roman numerals, the letter V represents the number five. Question three. How many holes are there on a standard golf course? How many holes are there on a standard golf course?
Five. Four, three, two, one.
A standard golf course typically has 18 holes. 18, the right answer. To question four now. What was President Nixon's first name? What was President Nixon's first name?
Five, four, three, two, one.
President Nixon's first name was Richard. His first name was Richard Milhouse Nixon. Question five. Who is the first woman in the Bible? Who is the first woman in the Bible?
Five. Four, three, two, one.
According to the Bible, the first woman is Eve. She is created by God from Adam's rib in the book of Genesis, making her the first woman and the wife of Adam. A nice, comfortable start for you on this edition of 20 Questions. The first five, traditionally rather easy, but now we start to ramp up the difficulty level with these five. Question six, we go to food. Udon is a wheat noodle associated with which country? Udon, U-D-O-N, is a wheat noodle associated with which country?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Udon is a type of wheat noodle that is associated with Japan. It is a thick noodle made from wheat flour, water and salt, and is commonly used in various Japanese dishes. Question number 7. In February 2024, which team won the Super Bowl? In February 2024, which team won the Super Bowl?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Now, a very easy question if you're downloading this week, but if you're listening to this maybe a year from now, you may have to jog your memory. It was the Kansas City Chiefs defeating the San Francisco 49ers 26 points to 22 in overtime to clinch back-to-back Super Bowl titles. From sport to science, and can you tell me, please, on question number 8, what is the outside of a cell called? In science, what is the outside of a cell called?
Five, four, three, two, one.
In science, the outer boundary or covering of a cell is called the cell membrane or plasma membrane. The cell membrane is a semi-permeable barrier that surrounds the cell, separating its internal environment from the external surroundings. It plays a crucial role in controlling the passage of substances in and out of the cell, allowing the cell to maintain its internal balance and interact with its external environment. Question number 9. A great film, but in the book, who wrote The Hunt for Red October? Who wrote the novel The Hunt for Red October?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The Hunt for Red October was written by Tom Clancy. It is a techno thriller novel that was first published in 1984. The book introduces the character Jack Ryan, who later became a central figure in many of Clancy's novels. The Hunt for Red October was also adapted into a successful film in 1990. Starring Alec Baldwin and Sean Connery. Question number 10. Quite apt for this time of year when this podcast was released, this episode, around Valentine's Day. And we have a question about Valentine's Day. But can you tell me, please, question number 10, in which city did the St. Valentine's Day massacre take place? In which city did the St. Valentine's Day massacre take place?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Now, the St. Valentine's Day massacre is one of the most infamous incidents in the history of organized crime in the United States. It occurred during the Prohibition era when criminal gangs were engaged in illegal activities such as bootlegging and the distribution of illicit alcohol. On the morning of February the 14th, 1929, seven members of George Bugs Moran's Northside Gang were lined up against a wall in a garage at 2122 North Clark Street in Chicago. Four men, two of whom were dressed as uniformed policemen, entered the garage and opened fire on Moran's gang members with Thompson submachine guns. The victims were brutally gunned down in a hail of bullets. The massacre was widely believed to have been orchestrated by Al Capone, a prominent figure in the Chicago Outfit, which was the Italian-American organized crime syndicate led by Capone. The motive was likely a power struggle between Capone's gang and Moran's gang for control of illegal activities in the city. Despite the violence and notoriety surrounding the St. Valentine's Day massacre, no one was ever successfully prosecuted for the crime. The event remains a symbol of the ruthless and brutal nature of organized crime during the Prohibition era in the United States. We're halfway there on this edition of 20 Questions, 10 down, 10 to go. Questions to come on classic 80s movies, capital cities, literature, snakes, famous last words, islands, and chocolate. But first, question 11, and it's on buildings. In which city is the tallest building in South America? In which city is the tallest building in South America?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Now, if you go on to X at 20 Questions Quiz, that is 2-0 Questions Quiz, you will see a picture of this building because I was there not long before Christmas for 6 weeks covering the Pan American Games. And the answer is the Gran Torre in Santiago, Chile, also known as the Costanera Center Tower. It's a prominent skyscraper situated in the financial district of Santiago. It is the tallest building in South America. It reaches a height of around 300 meters above ground level, making a distinctive feature on Santiago's skyline. The tower is part of the Costanera Center, a large-scale urban development project that includes shopping malls, offices, hotels, and other facilities. The complex has become a major landmark in Santiago. Construction of the Costanera Center began in 2006, and the tower was inaugurated in 2013. The completion of the Gran Torre Santiago marked a significant milestone in Chile's architectural and engineering achievements. If you go onto X at 20 Questions Quiz, you will see the view from the top of that magnificent building, and it is stunning. Question number 12. Which country has more venomous snakes than any other country in the world? Which country has more venomous snakes than any other country in the world?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The answer to this question is Australia. Often considered the country with the highest number of venomous snakes in the world, it is home to various species of highly venomous snakes, including the inland taipan, also known as the fierce snake, which is considered the most venomous snake globally. Other venomous snakes found in Australia include the eastern brown snake, tiger snake, and the red-bellied black snake, among others. It's important to note that while Australia has a high number of venomous snakes, fatalities from snake bites are relatively rare due to the availability of anti-venom and medical treatment. Question 13. I became unstuck on this question when I heard it the other day. Let's see if you become unstuck with it as well. The Little Prince has sold more than 200 million copies. Who wrote it? The Little Prince has sold more than 200 million copies. Who wrote it?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The Little Prince was written by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, a French writer and aviator. The novella was first published in 1943 and has since become one of the most translated and best-selling books in the world. The story is a philosophical tale that involves themes of love, friendship, and the meaning of life through the encounters of the Little Prince with various characters on different planets. Question 14, from literature to geography. What is the highest capital city in the world? What is the highest capital city in the world?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The highest capital city in the world is La Paz, which is the de facto capital of Bolivia. La Paz is located at an elevation of approximately 3,640 meters, around 11,942 feet above sea level. The city's altitude contributes to its status as the highest capital city, and it is known for its stunning mountainous surroundings. Question 15. The Body by Stephen King is the premise to which 1980s cult classic film? The Body by Stephen King is the premise to which 1980s cult classic film?
Five, four, three, two, one.
This is one of my all-time favorite films. The Body by Stephen King served as the basis of the 1986 coming-of-age film Stand By Me. The movie, directed by Rob Reiner, follows a group of young friends who embark on a journey to find the body of a missing boy, encountering various challenges and forming bonds along the way. Stand By Me is widely regarded as a classic known for its heartfelt portrayal of friendship and the challenges of adolescence. We've reached the final five. Questions to come on Last Words, English Kings, bit of potluck, islands and chocolate stand between you and defeating 20 questions if you have got the previous 15 right. Started easy, but they have got tougher, and these five are tough. Question 16 is this famous Last Words. I've had 18 straight whiskies. I think that's a record. This was said by which dying poet? I've had 18 straight whiskies. I think that is a record. This was said by which dying poet?
Five, four, three, two, one.
This is a tough one. Admittedly for me, this is a tough one. The quote, I've had 18 straight whiskies, I think that's a record, is attributed to the Welsh poet Dylan Thomas. This statement is often cited as one of the last things he said before falling into a coma and later passing away. Dylan Thomas was a renowned poet and writer, best known for his works such as Don't Go Gentle Into That Good Night and famously Under Milk Wood. Four to go. Who was the English king at the Field of the Cloth of Gold? Who was the English king at the Field of the Cloth of Gold?
Five, four, three, two, one.
The English king at the time of the Field of the Cloth of Gold was King Henry VIII. The Field of the Cloth of Gold was a historic summit meeting between Henry VIII of England and Francis I of France. It took place in 1520 in a field near Calais, France. The meeting was a grand display of wealth, power and diplomacy, with both monarchs trying to outshine each other in terms of extravagance and splendor. Question 18. This one is general knowledge potluck. No category here. As I promised you, these last five are tough. Question 18. Can you tell me, please, what is the Cassini division? What is the Cassini division?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Now, hard to break down in 10 seconds. So this is one, you either know it or you don't. The Cassini division is a prominent gap in the rings of the planet Saturn. It is named after the Italian-French astronomer Giovanni Cassini, who observed the division in 1675. The Cassini division is located between the A ring and the B ring of Saturn, two of the main rings that are visible from Earth. The Cassini division is a region of reduced particle density, creating a gap in the rings. It was initially thought to be an empty region, but later, observations revealed that there are still particles present in the division, albeit in smaller quantities compared to the surrounding rings. The gravitational influence of Saturn's moon, Mimas, is believed to play a role in maintaining the gap by preventing the accumulation of ring particles in that region. The Cassini spacecraft, which studied Saturn and its moons extensively from 2004 to 2017, provided valuable data and images of the Cassini division, contributing to our understanding of the planet's ring system. Two to go. Question 19 of 20 is this. Brunei is on which island? Brunei is on which island?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Brunei is located on the island of Borneo. Borneo is the third largest island in the world and is shared by three countries, Brunei, Indonesia, and Malaysia. Brunei, officially known as the Nation of Brunei, the abode of peace, is situated on the northern coast of Borneo along the South China Sea. So then, we've made it to the final question. 19 down, one to go. If you are still standing and say that you have defeated 20 questions, a feat I'm yet to hear anyone say they've done. Question 20 of 20. If you've got 19 right in a row, this is the one you need to defeat 20 questions, and it's this. In 1870, who developed the process to create milk chocolate? In 1870, who developed the process to create milk chocolate?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Milk chocolate, as we know it today, was developed through the contributions of multiple inventors and processes over time. But the key figure, and the answer to this question, in the development of milk chocolate was Daniel Peter, a Swiss chocolatier. In 1875, Daniel Peter, in collaboration with Henri Nestlé, the founder of Nestlé, developed a method to add condensed milk to chocolate, creating a smoother and sweeter product. It took him 5 years to get it right. This process played a crucial role in the mass production of milk chocolate and contributed to its popularity. A sweet answer to finish this edition of 20 Questions. How have you done today? Let me know on X at 20 Questions Quiz, 20 Questions Quiz. Or drop me an email, 20 questions quiz, that is the word 20, questionsquiz at gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you wherever you are in the world. Over 80 countries now downloading this quiz. It is an absolute treat to have you on board wherever you may be. Tell your friends, tell your family, where did you get to this time? Challenge them to see if they can beat you on 20 questions. We are back on Thursday and every Thursday. And just to remind you, there are plenty other 20 question challenges for you to download, including music editions and sport editions that were recorded last year, as well as the 25 in 2023 and the 7 now that we've done here in 2024. Till next time, we're back on Thursdays and every Thursdays. Till then, from me, Johnny Bryan, thank you so much for your company. See you soon. Bye for now.